listeners, welcome to Tat Capital's Tat Inspire podcast sessions. Today we have Mr. Ranjan Kumar, co-founder of Entropic Technologies, company headquartered of Bangalore in India. Entropic Technologies is an emotion AI-based product company specifically focused on solving a set of problems for brands which are looking to engage with consumers. Entropic's view is all about ensuring the subconscious decisions that a consumer makes in choosing one brand over the other. So this particular piece of technology solutions that Entropic has built specifically solves these problems for consumer brands globally. And within a short span of time, the company has now filed global patents on many of its applications and also enjoys global customer base over the last 4 years of its evolution. Ranjan, great to have you with us.
Thanks a lot, Ram. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you, Ranjan. Ranjan, for our listeners, if you could please help us understand your current journey that has led in terms of creating the Entropic technology as a company it stands today. Maybe a bit of a background about yourself and what led you to come this far.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Ram. Hi, everyone. So I started Entropic in 2016. That's about 4.5 years prior to this. And prior to Entropic, I went about building two more companies. And it goes back to 2011 when I launched my first company in consumer internet. And one of the key problems as I was trying to solve for was how can brands reach out to consumers efficiently? While there was various sort of channels, there is social channel, there is all sort of mediums that's available to reach. And a lot of focus was that how brands can efficiently reach. But what I realized was that however hard one wants to reach or tries to reach, ultimately all analytics or consumer understanding was driven by stated response of the user. As in, I ask a user, how do you feel about something on a scale of 0 to 10? Or you want to use a Facebook as a medium to connect to a brand, or you want to use a Twitter as a medium to connect to brand. But whatever you do, you are actually asking a user a stated response. However, user's decision making is 95% subconscious. What user state and what user end up subconsciously do is very different. And that's where I realized that there's a huge, huge opportunity that, you know, a great deal of things done about capturing consumers' behavior in a stated response manner, which is through either doing a focus group discussion or something that contributes to about 95% of consumers' decision making. Our brand really solving for it? Are they really creating experiences which are centric to it? And if it does, then it unlocks a new plethora of potential that brands can leverage upon. So that was sort of my journey, which led to this problem statement, and sort of ultimately it became Entropic.
Thank you, Ranjan. That background really helps. Continuing on the same thought, Ranjan, can you give us a little more insight in terms of how Entropic does what it does? I understand you have now built a global customer base and now has been able to help global brands to achieve these studies through your suite of products, pretty much using internet as a base, as an internet as an application, but you are able to provide significant real-time insights to the brands. And how is that possible? What is that your company does?
So basically, we measure consumer emotional behavior. That's what emotional analytics is all about. And the way we measure is right from the source. So we have three key technologies: facial coding, eye tracking, and brainwave mapping, all embedded on a single platform. So there is a brand who wants to measure how people are likely to react to my ads prior to the launch. So what they would do is they would decide what kind of target audience they want to reach out to on my platform. And they will roll up this ad to this audience. A great pool of online users sitting out on my platform ready to participate in a test or go through such exercises. So what happens is that these test users, all they have to do is just go look at the link, play it, watch it, give camera permission while they're watching, and we capture their facial expression and eye tracking, as in where they're exactly looking at. All this data is available to brand across all the users that have watched that. So in a very scalable way, now brand has got second by second insights of their ad, as in whether 15 second or 20th second is where the user excitement was highest or where their attention was highest, and hence they are able to get a more comprehensive, more accurate experience in terms of marketing or digital. So that's what essentially provide consumer analytics more as an emotion as a data point.
That's quite interesting, Ranjan. Given the current changes that we are witnessing globally due to pandemic and various changes on consumer shopping behaviors, consumers' brand consumption, and various other challenges, how do you foresee a role played by a company like yours using this highly scalable way of doing emotional-based research that you're offering clients today?
So current times, what is happening is that the funnel is shifting, right? People who were not purchasing online are going to purchase online. So the whole experience funnel is a substantial way. And that is something which is creating a lot of strategization effort from the brand side, as in how can we understand the nuances and preferences of this new customer which is getting added to my funnel. And that's precisely where we are sitting and actually helping brands get those consumer experience insights and sort of understand as in what is working, what is not working for them. So that's where I think we are substantially relevant for brands to be able to get this insight, soak in, and go strategize their consumer channels and consumer experience.
Thank you, Ranjan. So another quick question on the same note. Why did you think Entropic as a company can actually build scale out of a country like India? What made you choose to still remain in countries like India, in spite, of course, you started the company there? But as you're now acquiring global customer base, why do you believe that Entropic can actually scale globally out of India?
So we are a very IP-led, product-focused company that way. And hence, one of the key drivers for us is, in early days, are you able to really, really being able to create the IP in a most cost-effective way? And do you have that kind of a quality of resource pool available to create that IP? So both these things are actually working in advantage. If you see that working out of India actually allows you to harness a high-quality resource pool and skill set, which is otherwise available at a very high cost in different parts of the world. So there's a cost advantage for sure. Second is, I think, as I said, that quality of resource is fairly good. To talk about things like data science and AI, it's been evolving and it's there. The third is, I think, getting a good base of testing customers early on. People being companies, enterprises in India being very open to AI and the advancements happening into it, you know, really appreciating the fact that the disruption is here and they are okay to troubleshoot and experiment and sort of test out, allows you to validate your technology and product in early days, which is very crucial for early stage startups. So I think it's a great launch pad that way. And just to give you some example, there is about 7 to 8 very good corporate innovation program that we were part of in our early days, which really allowed us to strategize and align our product specifically for industry verticals and segments, which came in very handy as we tried to scale out. Then we were very ready with our product into carve outs of whether it's a retail or a BFSI or a, you know, CPG as a vertical. So good ecosystem is there. So all these three things sort of works in our favor to scale things out of India for global markets.
Ranjan, thank you very much for your time today. We look forward to engaging with you further in the upcoming webinar on the 29th. And we look forward to understand greater insights around the deep tech portions of your company in our next conversations very shortly in the upcoming webinar. Once again, thank you, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Ram. Look forward to it as well. Thanks.
Bye-bye.